My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Last week, we started following along on the latest project, the renovation and transformation of a small stick frame structure originally built as a bank. I'm leaning towards converting it to a one-bedroom home. The features that make the building unique also make repurposing the space challenging. Here's a list of what we've got. First, the easy stuff, things that can't change. It's located right on Main Street, and for a rural town, it's a fairly busy and loud Main Street. That location means it's an easy walk to the grocery store, the few restaurants, and the college. Banks, the post office, and trail access mere steps away. It has basically no land other than what it sits on, room for some flowers, and one vehicle out front. The building is basically a small cape, gable to the road, but with a twist. The road face is actually a false front, a Western stagecoach town cowboy movie type of front. I say false front, but it's the structural roadside end of the building. There's an entry door and large fixed plate glass window in that wall. I've got a plan for that end. I'm going to put a porch across the face of the building. The porch will help delineate the very public road face from the private inside space. A commercial space didn't want that delineation. The porch will also allow replacing the plate glass storefront window with something scaled more towards residential. It will further allow more interior options. The porch and window changes are the only alterations visible from outside. Everything else outside is cosmetic. Removing the beat-up aluminum siding, patching, scraping, and repainting the pine clapboards and trim. The interior layout is proving more of a challenge. I'm searching for a simple solution that allows the space to lend itself to residential without losing the nice feel of the old commercial space. The high ceilings with large crown moldings and the great light and scale the great big double-hung windows create. I'm able to move forward on the exterior while I riddle out the interior. It's the way I want the workflow to go anyway. Finish the exterior while I still have good painting weather, all the while toying with interior ideas. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.